Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, y'all. This is Derek Andre Morning Show. You are tuned in. I am Derek Andre, your host. It's a beautiful Monday morning everywhere, in most places anyway. It could probably be like still Sunday or maybe Tuesday in some places, but in Oxford, Mississippi, it is Monday morning. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're ready to get your week started. I hope you're looking forward to a productive and positive weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. Man, oh man, oh man, these weekends go by so fast, and next thing you know, you're back to the work week, back to the grind, there trying to make ends meet, trying to make your money, make your paper, make your bread. You know how that goes. All right, so here we go. It is time to get this show started. As always, we start off with our shameless plug. We get into our quote or haiku or our thought of the day. And from there, we jump into our topic. After our topic, we take a short break. Then we get into our Black-owned business report. And after that, we do a recap, and then we get out of here. So let's get started. Shameless plug time. So if you have enjoyed the Derek Andre Morning Show, there's a couple ways that you can kind of keep up with what else I do. If you go to whoisderekandre.me, you can find my blog. All right, and on that blog, you will find all kinds of little stories and articles that I write, little things that I do just to kind of clear my mind, because I always got something that I'm thinking about. It's always something going on, and I always try to make sure that I jot it down, because at some point, it might actually mean something. It might go someplace. So check out Who Is Derek Andre at me. You can also check me out on YouTube if you like videos. Check out Who Is Derek Andre TV. I watched some of my old videos the other day, and I laughed myself to tears with some of these rants I was going on, talking about handkerchiefs and skinny jeans and closing the cabinet doors, just little things that used to drive me nuts. I did some rants on them, and they were funny. I had myself in tears laughing at that. So if you want to see some of those videos, check me out on whoisderekandre.tv on YouTube. And what else can you find me at? Books. That's right, I have books for sale, and I just redid my book cover for The Flip Side, so you gotta check it out. It is fantastic. I love it, and I think you'll love it too. So if you want to see that, you can check me out at payhip.com. that's payhip.com/whoisderekandre. And you can find books. All my books are $2.50, and each book is actually a fundraiser. So when you purchase a book, you're actually helping a good cause, and there's different causes per book. And so if there's one cause you don't want to support and another one you do, check them out. All right, they're all out there. And that's it. That's all I got for the Derek Andre side. Mug cakes. If you love cupcakes, if you don't love cupcakes, you should try them, and you will learn to love cupcakes. But mug cakes, that's muggcakes.com. You can find us online. All right. And you should try us. So if you live in Oxford, you should be ordering mug cakes. You should order one just for the sake of eating a cupcake, because they're delicious. What more can I say? You can also find mug cakes on Facebook, mug cakes. You can find mug cakes on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, all under Mug Cakes. That's M-U-G-G Cakes. All right. So it is that time of day where we get into our thought or our quote of the day. I always try to do this to kind of give some insight on our topic and to give us something inspirational to think about, because, you know, sometimes we just need just a little bit of a boost. You know, and I try to do the thought of the day to fit the topic. Sometimes they'll fit the topic, sometimes they won't. Sometimes it'll just be, you know, something that I think was necessary for us to talk about, or just to put it out there, because I just thought it was a great, great quote. Like today, we're not going to do anything that has to do with topic. Well, nah, we're just gonna do one that I think is just kind of funny. All right, so here we go. Today's thought of the day is, drum roll please, if you have morning breath, the first things you say is hi. Toothpaste, then H words. All right? You have morning breath. The first thing you say is hi. Toothpaste, then H words. That's right. You know them H words make you breathe that dragon breath on people. So save those H words for after you brushed your teeth. All right. So that is my thought of the day. Has absolutely nothing to do with today's topic, but I wanted to share that. And so we'll be back on task tomorrow. And let me be real honest with you. I couldn't find my notebook this morning. I always had like my little thoughts and quotes, and I couldn't find my thoughts, quotes, notebook this morning. And so I had to just kind of pull one out. That was a haiku. And so I apologize if it was kind of corny, but that's okay. It's in the book. All right. Most of these come from my book, quotes, haikus, and shitty photography. And so I had to pull that one out of there. So here we go. Get into the topic of the day. Today's topic is put it in the universe. Put it out there. Have you ever wanted something but you just can't, you know, keep it to yourself? You know, why do we do that? Why don't we just put it out there in the universe so that we can actually get what's out there for us? How come we don't put stuff out in the universe? How come we just kind of hold it in? You know, how come we have desires that we do not release? You know, we just kind of, you know, keep it to ourselves. We don't really write down a want list. Just like, you know, we sometimes, I guess, feel like maybe we're not worthy. But why don't we put it out there in the universe? Why don't we ask for the things that we want and mean it and believe it? You know, because those are all a part of it. You can ask for what you want all day long. You could talk, you know, maybe talk about it a little bit, but if you don't believe you're going to get it, it's probably not going to happen. You got to put it out there. You got to not be afraid to say that this is what I want. This is what I'm trying to acquire. This is what I'm trying to achieve, you know, because most people will just kind of go through life and just, you know, just take whatever life is giving to them and not exactly expect to get anything more than that. And I think that's a terrible way to live. I think that we should really focus on asking for what we want, putting it out there. You know, they say that, you know, when the world was finished, everything we needed is already here. You know, you got to think, when you think about how we're born, you know, we talked about this before, and I'm sure you've heard other motivational speakers and other people talk about it, but they talk about the mere fact that you are special. You are here on this earth for a reason. So there are some things out there for you. You just got to put it out there in the universe that you want them and that you expect them, and the universe will make a way for you. And I do believe that. It's not the easiest thing to believe because, you know, we're programmed to, you know, not think that way. I mean, we talked about that the other day. But I believe that if you consistently put stuff out there, hey, this is what I want. This is the life that I want. I want this type of house. I want this type of body. I want this type of diet. I want this type of credit score. I want this type of bank account. I want this type of wife or husband. I want these type of kids. I want this type of family. You know, if you put it out there in the universe that this is what you want, the universe has no choice but to give it to you, but you have to believe, you know. And if you can't believe that you're worthy to receive what actually belongs to you, then it's kind of difficult for you to get it, you know. So you have to, one, prime your brain to say, okay, brain, get out of my way. Stop trying to force feed negative thoughts to me. And two, this is what I want, and I want it. I can't tell you that the universe is going to give it to you exactly when you want it. It'll give it to you exactly when you need it. You know, and some people refer to the universe as God, Allah, whatever your belief system is. I don't have any particular belief system, so I believe in God. I believe that there is a higher power out there, and I believe that that higher power is listening, and I believe that if you speak to that higher power with love in your heart and conviction, that that higher power will pay attention, and it will give it to you. You know, when people go to church, you know, if you take away the scripture, if you take away the religious part of church, let me, well, not scripture, if you take away the religious part of church and you attend a church and they speak positively, that's all they're doing. They're telling you to speak positively and put positive energy out in the universe. That's what prayer is. That's what thank you is. Thank you is showing gratitude. Prayer is putting what you want out into the universe. If you're sick and you want to get better, you pray for health. You know? So prayer is putting what you want out in the universe and believing. You know? That's why they always tell you faith. You know? Faith is that thing. Faith is, ooh, excuse me, I'm so sorry, y'all. Faith is believing that what you put out there, what you ask for, you will receive. What you put in the universe, you will receive. That's all faith is. Faith is believing that it is meant for me, it is mine, and I will have it. And I'm going to keep asking for it because I know it's mine, and I'm going to get it. You don't have to beg for it. You just have to say, hey, this is what I want. I want to live in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to own a 4-bedroom home. I want to buy a jet. I want to own a boat. I want to be a millionaire. That's out there for you. You have to believe that it's yours, and you have to do the legwork to make sure that you put it out there and that you believe. And you just have to keep forward because, as another scripture says, I can't remember where this scripture comes from, but my cousin Charlzetta, she lived by this. Faith without works is dead. So you can put it out there in the universe all you want, but you can't put it out there in the universe and then not do anything to help make it manifest. So that means you can't say, I want to be rich, and then you go back and you lay down in bed and you sleep, and then you think you wake up in the morning rich. It doesn't work like that. You know, if you put it out there in the universe that this is what you want, you also have to do your legwork. You have to get out and do whatever you have to do on your end to kind of help push things along. You can't just ask for it and then go lay down somewhere and expect it to still show up and manifest itself, because that's just not how life works. You know, you have to put in the time. So please understand that putting it out there in the universe is not all that there is to getting what you want out of life. Okay? You can put it out there in the universe, but you have to do your part. Faith without works is dead. And I believe that. You know, if you're just a lazy person, lazy people get what lazy people put into stuff. If you don't put anything into it, if you plant a seed in the ground and you don't water it, or you don't sit it by the sunlight, or you don't talk to the plant, or you just put it in the ground and walk away, well, who's to say that that's going to actually grow? You know, so if you want your seed to grow, if you want that thought or that desire to grow and manifest into something beautiful, you have to put in the work. You do. No one else. No one else can do it for you. No one else can make your manifestations come to life. No one else can bring your dreams and desires to fruition but you. It is totally up to you to put it to work. Okay? And you have to make yourself understand that this is what I have to do. You know? Everything I've ever wanted in life, when I put forth the effort to get it and wrote it down and I believed that I would get it, I got. When my life started taking a different turn, it was when I stopped believing. I stopped believing that I was worthy. I stopped believing that I could attain it. I stopped believing that I could have it. I stopped believing that it was supposed to be mine. You know, I started feeling like, oh, woe is me. You know, I started feeling bad about myself. I started feeling doom and gloom and negativity. And that's exactly what I got. And I got more and more of it. And you also believe me when I tell you this, and we'll talk about this maybe later in the week, but you also have to be careful of who you surround yourself with. Because if you put out in the universe what you want and you surround yourself with negative people who are always telling you, man, you ain't going to get that. Girl, you ain't getting that. Girl, you ain't going to get no good man. Girl, you ain't going to get that house. You ain't going to get that new job. Or you ain't going to start a business. Man, you ain't going to, that ain't going to happen for you, dude. We don't get that kind of stuff. If you put yourself in a group of people or surround yourself with people that have that type of mentality, that negative mentality, you can rest assured you're not going to get it, because you're not going to be putting out that positive energy. You're going to be putting out that negative energy because that's what you're taking in. And so you also have to make sure, if you're putting it out there in the universe, if this is what you want, you also have to clean house a little bit. You got to know who you're surrounding yourself with. I don't like to be around negative people for that very reason, because they bring you down. They are downers. They are Debbie and Donnie downers. You know, they will pull you down, and next thing you know, you're sitting around looking all sad and depressed like they are, because they don't have the foresight to say, there is some good stuff out there for us, and if we work on it and we go get it, we can have it too. And so surround yourself with positive people. Have complete positive thoughts. You know, don't, if there's something specific that you want, ask for whatever it is specifically. That's what they say. That's what I've read and I believe. If you want a specific type of anything, be specific. It's okay. Because there's nothing that you can ask for that does not exist, believe it or not. You know, if you want it and it is on this earth and you ask for it, you can get it. It's out there. And if it's not out there, the universe will find a way to make it out there so that you can have it. And I do believe that. I'm a firm believer that if you really want it, it's out there for you. And I have to test myself on that. I have to constantly push myself and remind myself that, hey, Derek, I know if they seem bleak. I know it's hard to believe that someday your bank account is not going to be all jacked up. But I have to believe that. I have to give myself the credit to know that, hey, Derek, you can have this. It is yours. It's a struggle. I know it's a struggle because I struggle with it every day. But I know that it's out there. So here we go. All right. If you want to be a part of the conversation, give us a call at 646-787-8125. That's 646-787-8125. Today we're talking about putting it in the universe, putting it out there, whatever it is that you want. Put it out there in the universe. Let people know that, not people. You ain't got to go telling everybody. When I say put it in the universe, I don't mean put it out there on Facebook or, you know, call it all your friends or just walking around. I mean, have a moment with you and God. That's what I mean when I say put it out there in the universe. Let you and God talk about it, you know, and let God know. Write it down. Get yourself a journal and a notebook and write it down. Write it down in detail, you know, but put it out there. So if you ever had to put something out there and you got it, or, you know, you believe that what we're saying is true or what I'm saying is true, give me a call, 646-787-8125, and be a part of the conversation and let's talk about it. All right. So we got about 10 minutes left in the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to get the BOB report. That is the Black Owned Business Report. I try to do that every day, and I try to spotlight a new business every Monday through Friday to let you know that they're out there so that you can patronize them, be they a brick and mortar or an online shop or someone that offers just service. I try to let you know that they exist, because if we don't support us, we can't support us. And, you know, Black Owned Business, we get it hard. You know, we have it kind of hard sometimes. And, you know, like me, trying to sell books. And I know other authors trying to sell books. I know artists. I know people that own restaurants. And, you know, we need to support our own, you know. And others need to support us, too, because we support others. You know, there's no way that our dollar can leave our neighborhood so quickly and we're not supporting other people with it. So if we support others, others should be able and be willing to support us as well. But we also got to make sure that we have products and services out there that other people will actually want to patronize. So When we come back, we'll get into the BOB report, all right? So keep it locked right here. You listen to the Derek Andre Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be back in just a minute. All right. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Derek Andre Morning Show. I'm Derek Andre, your host. You're tuned in to the coolest morning show, Blog Talk Radio. All right, so we're talking about putting it in the universe. That means putting your thoughts and desires out there in the universe so that they can manifest themselves and actually turn into what it is that you want in life. And we're going to get back to that in just a minute, but right now it is time for the BOB report. That's the Black-Owned Business Report. All right. And today's Black-Owned Business that I would like you to patronize. If you live in St. Louis area and you live in like Florissant, there's a dance studio in Florissant called Dance Plus. It's owned by Jamil Jacobs. Great person, her and her husband, Trey, are awesome. They have a wonderful dance school. The school is located, the school is located at, hang on 1 second. School is located, I can't remember the address, is 1 Paddock Hills Plaza 1D. That's in Florissant, Missouri. All right, 63033. If you want to find out more about Dance Plus, check out their website at www.danceplus.org. All right, that's www.danceplus.org. And they have classes for all age groups, and they have really great instructors. They have combo classes, African dance, ballet, cheer and palm, jazz, lyrical, modern, musical theater, point, praise, step, tap, and tumbling. So they have a wide variety of different styles of dance that you or your child or children can partake in. All right, so just check them out. All right, if it's an area in St. Louis and you've never heard of them, you should give them a shout. All right, and that's Dance Plus. All right, check them out online at www.danceplus.org. All right, that, my friends, is our Black Owned Business of the Day, our BOB report of the day. All right, and I do that because, like I said, if we don't support us, we can't support us. And Black Owned businesses have a rough time staying afloat. So we need to make sure that you know that they exist, and if they're in your area, you can go and patronize them. All right, so my contribution to Black Owned business support for today. All right, so jump back in so we can do a recap and wrap up this topic. Put it in the universe. If you want it, go get it. Don't be afraid to ask God for it. It's out there. It's yours. It belongs to you. You deserve it. Why would you think that you don't deserve it? A lot of times we have that problem. We think that we don't deserve to be wealthy. We think that we don't deserve to have, you know, a expensive car or nice clothes, because, you know, we feel like, hey, you know what, if I can just make do, if I can just get this, and if I could just, I'm notorious for saying, you know, I can just get this paid, if I can have just enough to do. And my wife always says, man, why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep asking for just enough? That's all you keep getting is just enough. If you keep asking for just enough, that's all you're going to get. So if you want more than just enough, you got to ask for more than just enough and believe that you're worthy of it and do your part to get it. You know, my thing is, I want to learn how to make money while I'm asleep. Now, I know that sounds crazy. People are like, how do you? There's ways. People do it every single day. Somebody is making money while they are asleep right now, via online business or some kind of way that they are making money while they are asleep. I don't have to be awake to make money. So one of my things that I'm putting out there in the universe is to find a way to make money while I'm sleeping. Now, what that's going to require is it's going to require for me to lose a lot of sleep in the early parts of the day. But if I keep at it, if I keep pushing forward and I keep putting my information out there and I keep on doing the things that I need to do, at some point in the very near future, I'm going to get to a point where I can actually make money while I am sleeping. And then that will be a supplement for the money that I make while I'm awake. All right. So put it out there. If you want it, put it out there. Believe that it's yours and do your part to bring it home. 3-step process. It's real easy and you can do it. I believe in you. I believe that if you want it, you should go get it. All right. So that pretty much does it for the Derek Andre Morning Show for this Monday morning, August 7th, 2017. This year is really rolling by, y'all. It really is really rolling by. Before we know it, it'll be 2018 and 2019, 2020. I got a birthday coming up in October. I'll be 47 years old. And by the time I'm 50, I really hope that I've accomplished way more things than I have accomplished up to this point. I've accomplished a lot, but there's so much more. All right, remember, guys, go out in the world today, smile, be a light, be positive, be good to people, be kind, don't be mean, don't be rude. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Derek Andre Morning. Peace.